Iggy Azalea out. Eric Carl in. Rachel Carlson disgruntled. Uh-oh. It's another 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast. It's Social Club for the weekend of June 12th, 2015, and I'm Josh Rollerson. I'm the morning edition host on 90.5 WESA, which is Pittsburgh's NPR news station. Of course, the premier social event planning, restaurant ranking, and opinion mongering website that covers Pittsburgh's nightlife and restaurant scene and all the other good things that happen in town is Yelp.com, and Yelp's Rachel Carlson joins us for the Social Club. I think maybe that was my lengthiest intro for you yet, Rachel. I'm going for a record.
I was going to say, you're really good with the words.
I can just spit out clauses one after another.
I mean,
up to a point, and then it just derails.
Need to think about it. You just have all these big words in your.
I just move my mouth, and sounds come out until eventually I reach a period.
You could maybe have like a career in battle rapping or something.
I'm thinking about it. Yeah, I might make that move.
I figure if Eminem can do it, you can.
Sure. Yeah. How hard can it be?
I don't think that hard.
Yeah.
I've seen 8 Mile.
Like him, I'm from the street.
Right.
I can relate to those. The mean streets of rural northeast Iowa.
I was going to say.
It's rough, man. You don't know.
I bet those cornfields were rough. That hide and seek. That one time you weren't found in the hide and seek game in the cornfield.
I got some PTSD from the cornfield.
Is that, am I right? Or am I totally just stereotyping?
What about corn?
Yeah,
no, that's a real thing. I mean, it gets kind of overblown in the discussion about it. Well, there's more going on there, but there is a lot of corn.
Okay, I figured.
I'll grant you that.
Okay, good. Well, corn's good.
So what's up? How are you doing?
I am good. I definitely would love to go on a little tirade about an event that I did last weekend.
Oh, by all means. Let's hear it.
So I didn't mention this, and a good thing I didn't. Well, it was already sold out. But
I don't think I've heard you go on a tirade. This is going to be interesting.
I know. Well, I normally respect events because I am also an event planner, and I understand how hard it is to produce events. And when I go to events, I'm always there with a critical eye. But I would say 9 times out of 10, the events are run well. There's always the little things that I just am nitpicky and say like this or that
sure.
could change.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the Pittsburgh area, we have very well-run events. I can say that with assurance.
Okay.
So Slide the City.
Having said all that.
Yes. Yeah, Slide the City is a national tour that came out this year. It's their first annual. Mm-hmm. And it is touring all over the world, I think. I thought I saw it was in Japan or something, too. And it's basically this 1,000-foot slide on a hill with water that you slide down on an inner tube.
This sounds pretty awesome so far.
Right?
I'm curious where you're going with
Thank
this.
Thank you. Okay, good. I'm justified. Because I saw the advertisement months ago, even maybe in the coldness of winter. And I was thinking, this sounds amazing. I think I want to go. And then a group of friends were going. And in my time as an event planner and also getting older, I sometimes splurge on things if I think that it'll be worth it. And so they had the ticketing tier, which was one ride down was $30, two rides down was $40, and then three unlimited, the VIP pass was $50. And so I thought, okay, well, I don't want to deal with the crowds or, you know, I just want to go and do my sliding and be done.
Treat yourself.
So hashtag treat yourself. And so I bought the VIP thinking I would be ahead of the game and do my sliding and peace out. And it was all kinds of wrong, the event. It was poorly organized in the sense where they didn't have any differentiation between VIP and non-VIP. Anyone that showed up at 9 a.m. when VIP was supposed to start registering, they'd register them. So it was already this massive line to be able to go down this 1,000-foot slide once.
Wait, so as a VIP, you don't get to go to the front of the line?
Nope.
What's the point?
I agree. So there was no front of the line, no VIP.
So it was just a sucker tax. So they can get an extra $20 out of you.
Well, there's so many things wrong. One of the things that really upset me too was that they gave you an inner tube if you bought VIP, and you could get it blown up by a charity for $2. And I was like, oh, that's great. You know, I'll do that. I don't want to waste my hot air. You know, I have a lot, but let's not waste that. So I went up there and I stood in line because I stood in line for everything there. And then when I asked the woman taking my money what the charity was, she said, oh, it's BMXers wanting to go to the Olympics. That was the charity.
All right. Well, you didn't have like your choice of charities?
Not a charity.
And they didn't advertise that up front?
No.
Huh.
That is not a charity.
Is that an Olympic event?
The X Games, maybe? I don't know. I just thought it was very deceptive.
Yeah, that's not very cool.
And shady. And it makes me think more that this was just a money-hungry event.
Fly-by-night.
Yeah, organizer.
Roll into town. And
so I finally wait in line for about an hour. I look at the line behind me because I get in line early-ish. The line, I bet people had to wait for 3 hours.
Yikes.
And people brought their kids. Like, can you imagine having your kids in line for 3 hours?
No, it would not get that far. We'd be gone. It would never happen.
Even though you paid $20 for the one slide down or whatever.
Yeah, small price to pay to not stand in line for 3 hours with my children.
And apparently I think they oversold tickets too, because it was 5,000 people Saturday, 4,000 people Sunday.
Holy hell. What is this? It's a water slide, right?
It's a water slide. And it's a 1,000-foot water slide.
Okay, so a really big water slide. That's cool.
Down a hill. So I finally get down the hill, and it's terrifying.
I can imagine.
You go so fast, and all the volunteers, again, another complaint, are just kids. They're volunteers. I didn't see any official staff. And so there are just kids that don't give a crap, you know, and so they're not caring, obviously, about the VIP part, about the safety, about anything. So they're saying in the middle, like, slow down. I'm like whizzing past them. I don't know how to slow down.
How many pages was the liability waiver that you had to sign going into this?
I obviously didn't read it. No.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, this sounds like fun.
Read the fine print.
Yeah, I know. So apparently I heard someone, a mommy blogger, said her 5-year-old went down. I think you had to be 4 foot, which I don't know how 5-year-olds 4 foot, but
that's a dangerous tall 5-year-old.
And I don't think it should have been for kids. Like, I was terrified going down, and granted, kids have less reserve, I think, but it was not safe. This is so old of me, like old lady of me. But the way that you stop is that the volunteers were down at the bottom with these rolled up inner tubes, pretty much as you were coming down the slide at like 40 miles per hour, they pushed against you. And so every time we would watch, we sat and watched at the end for probably 20 minutes, and people would just like push you over the volunteers, and then everyone would like fly over the volunteers because you go with such force. And then there's a group slide. And so like 7 people come down barreling in, everyone wipes out. And then you know how at the end, when you're on a water slide at a water park and they clear you out as soon as you get down there, like out of the pool, out of the pool. Like, people were hanging out, chilling.
Oh,
like,
that's why it took 3 hours.
It was so horribly run.
Here's where I think you went wrong. Did you have drinks beforehand?
No.
Yeah, so that's where you went wrong.
I know. Gosh.
I think it would have been a whole different experience.
Yeah, but I think that I was reading online because now I'm obsessed with it. Someone lost 4 teeth.
Oh, God.
I saw some guy getting his finger wrapped up, like probably broke his finger. An ambulance was at the bottom. There was an ambulance and a cop car at the bottom of the Slide the City. It was just awful. I will never go again. My friends are hell-bent on getting their money back. It was just awful.
Wow.
So this is a warning.
Well, yeah, warning to event organizers. Do not piss off the lady with the Yelp platform to Yelp her displeasure.
I know. If you're listening in...
Or a hit podcast.
Other cities.
Yeah.
I know. All of our city dweller listeners.
We've been doing this for years, and I don't think I've ever heard you say anything negative about any of the events or venues that we've talked about once. So
I know. It was...
Sick burn.
Real bad.
Yikes.
So anyway, how was your weekend?
It was fine. I'm trying to remember. What did I even do last weekend? Okay. I just flashbacked. I actually did do things. On Sunday, right? our neighborhood 5K race, the Greenfield Glide, happened. My family's been doing that every year since we moved here. And so I ran it with my six-year-old daughter, and she's a stud. She ran the whole thing without stopping.
I was
going
to say, did she beat you?
No, she did not beat me. But
was there minimal whining?
Yeah, she was really awesome. Cool about it. Yeah, so we did that in the morning, and my four-year-old kind of run-walked it.
Okay.
With my wife.
That would be me.
Yeah, yeah. And so then they have a big, like, there's a big party afterwards, and there's free food and there's beer and fun stuff.
I love that neighborhood
stuff.
Oh, and
we won a TV. My wife in the raffle won a 40-inch HD TV. Yeah.
That's
cool.
Like one of those things where it's like, I never win anything. That's
exactly.
Sweet.
It was one of those, yeah. So I guess that's the one that we get. So we did that, right? And then we went straight over to the summer reading extravaganza that the library does.
That's a good
event.
Which
is also kind of cool. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Anyway, let's accentuate the positive and move forward.
Yes.
Talk about fun things happening this weekend.
Definitely speak to this being a massively fun event, successful event, is the Tar and Feather 2015.
Yeah.
I know you're pumped.
Wiggle.
It's such a fun party. They've been doing it, I think, for maybe 4 years now, and they used to be free, and I think they just had so many people that they were smart and started charging so that they could not only help with the cost but also help with the crowd control, which is a smart event planner move.
That's one of those problems that you want to have as an event organizer, where like you get really big really fast, but it's possible to do it too big too fast and not manage it adequately. But they seem to know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Seem to have scaled up pretty well.
Yes, and it goes to a good cause, too. So good cause in the sense where you get a wiggle drink, and a good cause where
pretty good in my book, yeah.
There are nonprofits competing to win the best tar and feathering.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the library, Pittsburgh Public Theater, the History Center, Carnegie Science Center, Attack Theater, a ton of different cool organizations, and also Yelp, which will be tar and feathering people. We will be doing glitter tattoos again.
Are you going to get tarred and feathered and glittered or whatever
happens?
I'll
get glitter tattooed. Heck yeah.
Glitter tattoo. Wait, so how does this work? I pledge some amount of money and then you get a glitter tattoo?
You obviously donate the $5 and then Wiggle gives money to the winning organization, although we are not a part of it because we are not a nonprofit. So you can just get your glitter tattoos for fun. Just check in on the Yelp app and you'll be all set.
All right.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So Friday night, that is on, and I think you've got your Friday night plan, to be honest, because it's a fun time, and it's
sounds
from
like
6 to 10, and they'll have food trucks there and obviously booze.
Nice.
And then we move on to Friday as well. Move on to Friday. So if you are not into the whiskey, tar, and feathering, this sounds really cool. They have a Tech Fest 2015. It's called Create 2015, Pittsburgh's Art and Technology Festival. And I think when I first saw it, I was like, that sounds okay. Tech, whatever. But it sounds kind of cool looking at the description in terms of what they're going to have. With this being the first year, they have showcases that are showing off this AT&T's virtual reality goggles.
Okay.
And then also Packard Sprout, which is the world's first immersive computer. So it goes until Friday. You have to get tickets for it. So definitely if you're listening to this Friday morning, hop online and grab your tickets. But it's at the Wyndham downtown, so you can do your tech stuff. And then you can head to the Arts Festival.
Yeah, combine those two things together. And Pride in the Streets.
Pride in the Streets.
At the same time.
Which Pride in the Streets,
as
yes.
As of this recording, Iggy is out.
Iggy is
that
out.
That controversy is well on the way to being resolved, but replacement act TBA as of recording.
What talk about event planner, hashtag event planner problems.
Oh, man. So did they have to buy her out of that? They made it sound like she made the move to.
Did you read her
canceled.
Statement?
I thought
her publicist did a good job.
Right, yeah.
With the statement. She basically said, I pulled out because I thought that it was taking away from what the real meaning
is.
Et cetera, et cetera. I apologize because I did say wrong things.
Youthful
in the
indiscretions,
past.
That
yes.
kind of stuff, yeah.
And, reading it, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah,
she sounds very thoughtful and
yes,
conscientious.
Yes,
right.
I thought that was nice. financially, who knows in terms of...
It was like a $500,000 thing, right? And they were going to have to eat that if they canceled
it. Is that what... I didn't know about the price.
That's what I understood was the reason why they didn't cancel it at the first sign of trouble.
Well, I just think... I don't know. I don't want to ruffle any feathers. I think that they have had big acts. Mm-hmm. And I think that they wanted to... I think that they wanted to go bigger and better, and maybe they weren't thinking about...
They just didn't vet it well enough.
And they didn't... Yeah, they didn't vet it well enough, and they weren't thinking about the real cause, which they're working for. I don't know. I don't want to ruffle any feathers. Yeah. I just did. But it's TBD.
But we can assume there will be something happening that you'll probably want to check out.
Some kind of... I mean, I'd be...
As long as
cool
it's not a 1,000-foot water slide.
Oh, gosh. Don't bring in that. I'd be cool with a drag show. A good drag show.
Sure.
Fill it in.
Yeah.
So Saturday from... Or excuse me. On Sunday from 1 to 6:30. This is guaranteed a good time. Down in downtown. This is free. And with the events online, it's a little confusing. So this is Pride in the Streets... happens on Sunday from 1 to 6:30. I was a little confused.
All right, I got you.
That's when they close down the streets and they have all of the fun vendors. It says 150 vendors, street performers, food, family friendly. So that's a good thing. Although I would say you may need to shield your kids' eyes from some of the lovely outfits that people wear.
It can be colorful,
but
the kids gotta find out about that stuff, you know.
If you're ready to explain them to your kids things, then go for it.
I don't know, like, if you could see how my kids dress in their free time, I don't think it'll be that alien a concept.
Probably
they're,
like the same
very flamboyant sort of expressive dressers,
so it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah,
I'm all about that. So fun time on Sunday with Pride in the Streets. I think that it's always a good time to go down, and it's free. So then on Sunday, if you have been all prided in the streets out, you can head to the Neighborhood Flea, which is from 11 to 4. This is probably one
good
of
old
my
Neighborhood Flea.
It's probably honestly it's one of my
go to's.
It is. It's one of my favorite things to go to because I love vintage, and it has a lot of really cool things going on there and a lot of cool vendors and fun time in terms of having food trucks there and beverages of, well, actually last week they had, or last time they had Wiggle Whiskey circulating with cocktails, which I thought was really cool.
Nice.
But I've seen Natrona Bottling Company there, which is one of my faves, but it's free again, which is awesome. And it's right outside of Marty's Market in the parking lot out there. And the food truck lineup, honestly, for this one sounds awesome with Mac and Gold and Berlin Street Foods. A lot of ones I haven't Miss Meatball. I haven't even heard of them. So
that sounds good.
I know.
Meatballs are good.
I'm in. And the Pop Stop. Have you ever had the Pop Stop?
Yeah, I was just telling you about that like a couple weeks ago.
Oh my gosh. Well, there's also, just thinking off the top of my head, new ones that pop up every week, it seems like. And I was reading this really great article on Next Pittsburgh, which I like to follow. And they were talking about the whole rule and regulation with the food trucks and how it's so archaic and they're still fighting the good fight. And just that it's very good for entrepreneurs in terms of getting the word out there, but having minimal costs and testing things out. And I support that. And I think one person that I can think of is Second Breakfast. So they had a little stand in the Pittsburgh Public Market. Have you had them before?
No, I haven't. But I'm going to look for that now because I appreciate a Tolkien reference.
Oh, my gosh. The waffles, they're Belgian waffles. Mm. I had a Belgian waffle dipped in chocolate. So it's totally breakfast food. It was incredible. And he just started a food truck. So I'm really happy for him. I think it's fantastic.
There should be more breakfast all day options.
Oh, gosh. I'm totally on board for that.
We should only ever eat breakfast.
I love
bacon,
I hate lunch
waffles,
food.
Pancakes.
I mean, I like sandwiches. They're okay.
Sure.
But breakfast is on point.
It's reliable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does segue for the kids event. We can talk about the very Eric Carl exhibit that's going on at the Children's Museum. And I know you can speak to this a little bit. It sounds cool. It opens Saturday and it goes till September. But I don't even have kids and I love the Children's Museum.
Sure. Yeah.
And it sounds cool in the terms.
It appeals to the kid in all of us.
It does. It's so true. Especially if you can go crawl in that like big wall as an adult and kid.
I don't know if I'd be up for that, but
I have seen adults.
I would love to watch you do that and laugh and laugh.
I have seen many adults go through that during the adult program.
Well, you have events there where you get people liquored up and turn them loose.
They're in.
I'm not surprised at all that that happens.
But you can bring your kids to this event.
Sure. Okay.
So that's what's awesome. They have a ton of different programming that's going to be going around the books. And I know you're a little familiar with that.
Books, and heard of them, yeah.
Books, the reading.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it sounds
Oh, the
really
Eric
cute.
Carle books.
Yes.
I thought you just meant books in general.
You're like, yeah. Books? I know of them. I'm very learned.
Yes, The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
I do
Did
not.
Did you never read that as a kid?
I didn't. I don't know. My parents didn't read to me,
maybe.
Kids.
Yeah, they're really beautifully illustrated. I guess he's a painter. I think maybe he sort of does some collage kind of techniques, but they're really beautiful images. And the stories are very simple, or at least that's the one that everybody's familiar with that I know. And it's relatable because the caterpillar is very hungry,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that pretty much drives the whole plot. So on like Sunday, he eats an apple and on Monday he eats through, you know, and he whatever the book shows, it's got like a hole through it. And you follow his progression through all these various food products. But he was still hungry after on every page. So
story
you
of my
like,
life.
I know. Exactly. I was like, I am the very hungry caterpillar.
Well,
so I go from pancakes to eggs to bacon to
breakfast
back
food.
To pancakes
and beer
and, yeah
and beer
but I was still hungry so yeah
wait
very
maybe not
book.
The beer in the children's books
right but. I was still thirsty
yeah
after that
yeah so
anyway so what's the event
it's just the opening of the exhibit
okay,
and you'll
okay.
be able to check out all the different like the books that he's written they're going to have different activities through that and they have a make shop which is such a cool area in the Children's Museum, which you'll be able to craft things with your children.
Sounds good.
That's a lot of fun. So lots going on this weekend, as always. Hopefully the weather will be fabulous. If not, looking a little hot. Head down to the Arts Festival if you have not been down there, because it's the last weekend.
Get out there. Rachel Carlson, thanks again for sharing your wisdom.
Always.